This is Electric Sisterhood podcast episode number 56. Incest makes me feel icky. Electric Sisterhood, home of the best,
the fucking best,
girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
And this is episode 56 of our podcast. You gotta keep hitting us up on the website, people, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is esh.mobi. That's ESH.MOBI. The short address will take you to the longer one. So if you want to tell your friends about us, or you just want to get to the page quickly, or you're drunk, just type in ESH period MOBI and check out our shizzle. We
like it. Ooh, and if you're drunk, leave drunk comments.
Yeah.
We want comments, and drunk comments are the best type of comments there are.
I love drunk comments. But before I can hand the mic of a thousand truths off to Pandalicious, we do have one little last piece of business, and that's to give a shout-out to our sponsor, Velocity Micro, makers of custom-built gaming, mobile, and home PCs. They're built by gamers for gamers, y'all. So if you're looking for a bomb-ass machine, check Velocity Micro out at velocitymicro.com. They're the exclusive PC that we use for reviewing PC game titles here at Electric Sisterhood. So if you need a machine, a machine that can run Vista Ultimate, which is pretty much the only version of Vista you should even consider trying to run on a PC, then check out Velocity Micro at velocitymicro.com and tell them that the bitches from the Electric Sisterhood sent you. You won't get any discount or anything like that because we're not, you know, strong or anything, but it'd be nice. It's a nice thing to
do. I should know that their sponsors are doing a good job in putting them out there.
Yeah. So it just, it'd be a nice thing you could do for the sisters.
Yeah.
With that said, I'm going to take the mic of a thousand truths, which right now looks like a Gundam, but I'll explain why later.
A big Gundam or a little Gundam?
Little
Gundam.
Is it like
Gundam we can sit in?
No, because that would be a really, really big mic of a thousand truths.
I know, yeah, conservation of matter and all that.
Yeah, and I don't think that could actually
probably
lift
capture
it.
The odd sounds that are going on around us, and I don't think they want to know what's going on.
No. So it's just like a mini mecha Gundam.
Odd sounds are going on around you? Are you having an orgy again?
No.
You're not supposed to have orgies during tapings.
Yeah, we told you this last time.
Look, we've sent out memos.
You guys told me no, if I was. My AC's on, bitches.
So
you're huddling together for warmth. So that's your excuse?
Shut up. There are orgies going on in Panda's bedroom.
No, they happen.
No sex.
They're in the living room. They're in the living room. They're not in Panda's bedroom.
They're in the pool. That's why it was broken. I'm just messing.
No.
I'm just messing.
Interesting idea, though. Give me the mic already.
Okay, here.
Okay, so once again, I'm bringing manga to our listeners today because I just haven't been very interested in any animes that are out right now. I don't know if it's because I'm bored or because the plot lines are becoming so, you know, predictable that it's boring.
Or you're broke.
Or you didn't realize that Hellsing Ultimate 3 came out.
No,
holy shit.
No way.
It is. It's out.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I was like, she says she's not interested in anything that's coming out right now. I'm going to torpedo that statement.
I know. You suck my battleship, bitch. But anyway, but I was at Barnes & Noble's down my way, and, you know, since I don't know a lot about, you know, people who create mangas, I go by, you know, pictures. So
you're visual?
The fan art, you know, like the visual art on the front cover. I'm a cover slut. If it looks hot, I'll look at it. And then
people, you heard it.
Well, it's a visual.
Said she's a slut.
It's a visual media, so that's an okay way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, I'm like, let me look at a picture that I think is pretty. Then let me look and see if I like the story. Well, I liked the picture on the front of this manga, and then I read the story, and it seemed really nifty, so I picked it up. It's from Shoujo Beat, and it's called The Gentleman's Alliance. You know, and they had two of the volumes in the store, so I bought both, because what's the point of only talking about the first manga? Because usually in mangas, they try to throw so much at you within the first, I'd say, generally, the first three or four.
Or, you know, depending upon the length of the volumes, like, do everything in the first five pages.
Yeah, like in Backstage. But anyway, this is the person who wrote this story and art actually also did Full Moon, which you've heard me mention before.
Yeah.
As liking it a lot. So, and Magic brought that to my attention, so props to Magic.
Props!
So, you know, and I picked it up, and I literally, you know, I took reading this one, because usually, you know, I could blow through these, like, really fast.
I'm not going to say anything.
Shut up.
I didn't say anything.
But I could. You know, mangas, you can read through fast, because they're pretty much pictures. It's pretty much conversation after conversation after conversation in pictures.
Yeah. Right.
But, so, I mean, you could really, you know, absorb a lot fast. And,
Or you
know,
could
the story...
take and actually look at the art that somebody killed themselves to make.
Yeah. But I don't think a lot of people overly appreciate that, except for the art nuts.
Magic!
Art nuts.
Yes, yes you are. But that's good.
But the story is about this 15-year-old girl, and her name's Hane. Or at least that's how I'm pronouncing it. I'm probably pronouncing it, I'm not sure.
Hane!
Try Hane.
Like Heineken? Heine.
Well, it's H-A-I-N-E. Nay. That would be how it's pronounced.
Hi, Nay. Yeah, okay.
Hi, Nay.
So her name's Hine. She's 15 years old, and she goes to this overly prestigious Imperial Academy. You know, and they have these three categories of status. You know, you could be a bronze. You know, and they're all rich who go to the school, but you know, they have like the rich through working very hard. You know, the inheritance rich, and then the oh my god, you're that rich. You know, bronze are kids who, you know, their parents may, you know, run a, you know, be the CEO of a company or their own business and stuff. And Hine is actually adopted into another family because her father sold her for 50 million yen.
How much is that in, like, American?
A lot.
Oh. Was she supposed to be somebody's sex slave?
No.
I'm just asking. I don't know. I've learned to ask these questions when we're talking about anime or manga.
It's not even like that. Her father is his last name's Kayama, and his corporation was in some serious financial problems.
So he sold his kid to bail out his company.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bad daddy.
This other guy, this Otomi Maya, who was the one who took her, he couldn't have babies. You know, and. Heine's
so he really wanted kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Heine's father is so traditional that he believes that, you know, a woman couldn't be the heir to a corporation.
Bad daddy!
Very bad.
So it kind of worked out in his favor to get rid of his daughter, you know. So he sold him to this guy, you know, the guy. And he was so happy to have her, you know, and he welcomed her into, the, you know, and he's like, you know, when you grow up, if we don't have any boys in the family, he's like, you'll become, you know, the heir to all of this. Well, that guy gets remarried, and he has a son. So now Hine does not have a place. You know, so she's bitter at the previous daddy. She's not mad at, you know, her adopted father, because he actually does care about her a lot. You know, and she feels like, you know, she's this burden. So she picks up all these odd jobs to pay money towards, you know, her daughter and mom. You know, and her brother, who isn't really her brother, has this big thing for her. And it's so obvious. I mean, oh my god. You know, every other aside...
incest is wrong, even if it's only fictional. I said even if it's only fictional.
It's not... They're not related.
No, they're not really related.
I know they're not really related, but the damn thing is, if you're adopted, you have the same parents, you're in the same environment, there should be no boning.
Well, he's not
the only reason for that whole social taboo is because if blood siblings have kids, there's a high probability that something
will be wrong with the children. I'm not talking about the taboo and what society thinks. It makes me feel icky.
I'm one of those people that I'm really dorky, and you know, I don't agree with society on a whole lot of things. So this is one of those things.
Hey,
I think it's fine as long as they don't create
demon
demented babies.
But see, in anime they could.
But yeah,
they could really create demon babies.
Yes, they could.
In real life, you sleep with their half. Her
especially if it's Angel Sanctuary incest.
Okay.
Oh my god. Let's not go into Angel Sanctuary, please.
But every time we talk about incest, somebody brings up Angel Sanctuary.
It wasn't me.
at one point, I seriously wished in Angel Sanctuary they weren't related, because then I wouldn't have felt so bad about enjoying the fact that they fucked. I will be honest with you, because that's what it's like. I feel so bad that I like that. Let me
I was fixated on the fact that a female. I was fixated on the fact that a female female angel was in a male body. that's what I got distracted with.
I don't know, it made me wonder if the angel was really digging on the sister, because then it'd just be lesbianism, and that I'm totally down for lesbian
stuff. Yeah, lesbian incest.
lesbian incest. There's the new angel. I would know what you were talking about if somebody had actually sent me Angel Sanctuary.
I don't have Angel Sanctuary.
I do. Oh, right, fine. I'll send it.
Put it in the box.
By the edge of the door.
You know.
Let me get back to what I was talking about.
Don't forget to put Raving Rabbits, though, in the box.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, my God, Raving Rabbits.
Yeah.
I don't want to play that.
It's funny.
Kind of.
But anyway, getting back to the classes, so, you know, since she's adopted into this family, you know, and the father actually runs, like, this big company, so she's a bronze. You know, Silver's, you know, she has this best friend, Usio, who they call Lady Hydrania, but, you know, this
Hydrangea.
Hydrangea, it's a flower.
Thank you. Yeah, well, there's a reason for it, but they gave you a little side story in the second manga, but I didn't fully read that, so I can't really tell anybody about it. But she's a Silver, you know, and she's got considerably a lot more money than, you know, Haine does. And, you know, she's, like, pretty much one of the only real friends, you know, Haine has. You know, and Haine has a very deep-seated past, you know, black past. She used to be a Yankee.
She was a Yankee!
What the hell is that?
She used to dye her hair and
a biker gang. She was basically a biker gang. So that whole bitch, I'll cut you, that was her.
Yeah.
Get out!
I think that was her way of trying to get back at the daddy that sold her. She was like, maybe if I'm more boyish and mannish, my dad will think, you know, that I'm worth having in the family. And maybe they'll come back and get me. But it doesn't work. So, you know, and she's young and she reads this childhood book that this boy around her age, you know, wrote. And she falls in love with him. Or so she says she falls in love with him. You know, and she's all about Togu. I mean, seriously. You know, and she finds out he goes to this school, so I think that's another reason why she's kind of glad that she's there. And he's gold, and you know, and to be gold,
the one, the single gold. There's only one gold in all the school,
the whole school. You know, and then they call him the emperor. Literally, whatever he says, you do. But they keep him so sequestered, or rather, he tries to keep himself so sequestered from people that, you know, he's just so revered that no one, like, you know, he likes to stay away from people, and people can't get too close to him anyway. And the only people who probably have the most contact with him are on the student council. And most student councils are silver. Like, there's never been a bronze in the student council.
Okay.
Well, not for very much longer. You know, these snakes, you know,
what?
There was a snake incident one day at the school, you know, and Haine's all like, I can get them. And she goes all kind of crazy and, you know, you know, reaching out and grabbing all these snakes, and all these rich people are all, like, freaking out.
She basically goes, I'm sick of these motherfucking snakes at these motherfucking
schools. Yeah, literally. So she, like, yeah. So, you know, and all these, you know, and she's trying to do something nice for all these rich, snooty people who really could give a fuck about her. You know, and she's like, I don't get it. I was trying to do something nice. You know, and Usio's just like, they're rich. Remember, they're very conservative. So any outlashing is so weird to them. And she's all like, man, because she's, like, literally not too many, the only person who really pays much attention to her at the school is Usio. You know, and there's something going on with her, too.
Yeah, she's got the hot pants for Haine.
Oh, yeah, she's got the hot pants.
She's got the hot pants for Haine.
Yeah, she wants Haine from Haine.
Oh, my God.
It is so obvious, because when she's talking to her, like, her face will brighten up just a little bit, but when she's talking to anybody else, it will, like, get all, like,
she's like, yeah, she's like a freaking robot, except when she's with Heine, in which case she's, like, a normal person.
Yeah. Oh. But, anyway, so one day this girl, Maro, is all like, oh my god, someone's kidnapped the Emperor, can you help me? Mm. And the student council wears a different student uniform than everybody else. Like, they're different, you can tell differences between class. You know, so, you know, Heine's like, sure, I'll help you, because I love him. Like, it's just so over the top, her love for this kid. So she's like, well, I think they said that they'd find him at this point. So, you know, she finds him there, you know, and he's, like, talking with, like, the heretic people. And the heretics, you know...
Oh my god, the heretics. I forgot about the heretics.
They're the group that opposes the student council at the school.
Okay.
You know, and their lapels are all, like, leopard spotted.
Yeah, they're like 80s punk rockers.
Yeah.
That are, like, in a gang.
You know, and they... So... And they're all talking to the Emperor, and she's all like, back off from the Emperor! I'm here to save him, you know? And he's all like, but I told them to come. You know, she's like, so you weren't kidnapped? No, I just didn't want to be around people. Like, he's so cold at first, she's all like, oh, well, someone told me you were, oh, well, anyway, get away from the, you know, very protective, because she's just so head over heels for him. You know, and you find out that the Hicks actually work for the student council, like, secret police, but to keep
they're specifically ordered by the school to cause trouble, to weed out troublemakers.
Yeah. So, and at one point, the heretics are trying to get, you know, Heine to join them because, you know, she was a former Yankee. You know, and every once in a while, she'll say something funny in terms of that. She'll be like, man, when milk money goes missing, they blame it on the Yankee. Or, like, she always says stuff like that.
Well, because eventually everybody in the school finds out about it.
Yeah. The multimedia club, like, goes to get her records to find out that she was, you know, adopted and sold to, you know, this other family. And it was a big scandal. And the Emperor's all, like, you know, tells the heretics to go get the file. So, like, it's not released out, you know. And he shows the softer side to her, you know, and she's all just like, ah, you know, she's so madly in love.
She melts.
You know, and then one of the other student council members is this cute boy, you know, and he's all like, you need to get away from Togu now. He's my lover. You know, and she's all like, what? You know, and she's all like, Togu, is this true? And he's like, yeah. So she's like, ugh. She gets so devastated that he's like, yeah, I like boys. And she's like, well, it doesn't care. I love him and I want to be around him. So, you know, I don't care. You know, and then, you know, the girl who's like, oh, he wasn't really kidnapped. Well, you helped me anyway, so I'll give you all these points, and we'll make you part of the student council. You know, and the guy who was like, stay away from Togu's like, we can't let a bronze be in the student council, and I don't want her anywhere near my boy toy. And she's like, but we need more hot chicks in this student council. Which, you know, I find out later makes a lot more sense because, you know, mind you, the person who said this looks like a girl.
Yeah, it's like, she's a hot chick, so why did they need more?
Yeah. Or so you think. You know, in the second manga, you find out that, you know, this hot girl, Maro, is actually a boy.
A boy.
And he just... And everyone else at the school knows, except for Heine. You know, and mind you, you know, since he looks like a girl, you know, they're always in, like, they're in a locker room area, and she's changing. You know, and she's in her bra and her panties, and thinks nothing of it until she finds out that he's a boy. And she's like, oh, crap. That means he saw me in my... So he knows I have 33% body fat. And she gets so anxious about it. Like, she gets so upset that she doesn't know. And then he gets all sad because he thinks that she hates him. You know, totally like a girl would do. You know, and he's like, well, I want to apologize. And she's like, well, I want to apologize. And, you know, and it works out eventually. And everyone's pretty okay. You know, and all these girls are still, you know, chasing after the Emperor. They all love the Emperor. You know, and Heine's like, well, you know, if you had a, you know, an actual, you know, girlfriend, these girls wouldn't bother you anymore. You know, and he's all like, you know what? You're right. So he like.
So then he switches fake boyfriends to a fake girlfriend.
Yeah. So Heine becomes his fake girlfriend or his platinum, you know, and the big thing about being a platinum at the school is most, you know, people who have goals who have platinums marry them. So all these girls at the school think that Heine is going to become the future Togu. You know, so they're all like, no, all of a sudden they're all super nice to her. They want to help her do all this stuff. And it's just so odd to her. She's like, you know, it's princess this and it's princess that and it's, you got to go to this event.
Hi, Nahime.
So, like, you know, and Usio's like, they never called you princess. You know, just like, well, I can't, I'm sick of being called this plastic stuff. Every, you know, and it, you know, because she just, she's not very refined at all. So she totally doesn't fit at this school. But
at all.
But she, you see her slowly getting close to, you know, the emperor. And sometimes it looks like the emperor is totally feeling bad for her. But then other times, he's just a punk-ass bitch.
Yes.
Like, he's mean. I mean, twisted mean. He at one point, you know, like, pretends to, you know, I don't think he was pretending, but they staged it so it looks like he totally was hitting on Usio, and Usio's clothes are, like, all half off, and her hair's all messy, and she's all like, it doesn't mean anything! It doesn't mean anything! He came on to me, and what could I do? And, you know, and Hanya's just like, oh, well, I should have knocked first, excuse me. You know, and, like, you know, because Usio wants Hanya back to herself, you know. Yeah. Emperor is just a sick fuck. Or so you think. And you find out that actually he's a double for the actual emperor.
I'll tell this part, because I read the wiki, and the wiki has all the information that you don't have yet in the first two volumes.
Well, yeah.
So you find out that the emperor is not actually a double, he's the older twin brother of the emperor.
Ooh,
yeah,
older?
So the real
that
emperor...
That sounds so good!
Isn't it awesome? The real emperor is sick, apparently. And his older brother's posing for him.
Oh.
And the older brother is the real author of the picture book, that the younger brother was credited with.
Ooh!
Isn't that awesome?
That is so cool.
They end up both in love with Haine. Other interesting stuff?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Maura, the I'm not a girl, I'm a guy,
yeah,
is also the mailman.
No.
Did you know that? I love
the
mailman.
Shut the fuck up!
Is that
no
awesome?
Way. No way!
Is that awesome?
Oh my god. I liked the postman. I totally thought he was hot.
He's totally my favorite character.
Oh my god. But that means there's like a couple times where the postman is totally hitting on Heine.
He really does.
And then the German guy like jumps out and he's all like, hey, that's the Emperor's Platinum, dude.
Yeah, yeah. There's the postman, and then there's the guard.
And then there's the guard, and he's like half German.
His name's Strahl. So
Strahl.
Oh no, my god! Yeah. Holy, didn't even know that.
No, but then I was reading the bios and stuff. So then he thinks that he's in love with Heine, and he challenges
the emperor.
He challenges the emperor for her to make Heine his lover. And he fails, because Heine makes him realize that he loves Maguri. And Maguri's the guy who was the emperor's fake boyfriend.
Who, yeah.
So those two end up in love.
Oh,
how awesome is that?
I love that! I like Maguri, he's nice. He's kind of snappy, but deep down he's not that
His family are Yakuza members.
I know, he's like, I'm from Yakuza. Don't fuck with me, and I'm gay.
He's so open about it.
I know, he totally is. But it's really weird because at first he's so totally hardcore until he's talking about the Emperor and then he gets all lovey gushy.
Yeah,
so it's all
he
like,
does.
Oh boy. Can you picture if the head of the Yakuza was like this super flamboyant gay man? I mean, come on.
It's
like,
it's a pretty
I'm
funny
hardcore,
image. Though.
But I love men. I mean, come on. But anyway, it's catchy
so,
and it's
so that's the inside and scoop.
And there's so many plot twists going on in the first two books since I've only read them. They're the only ones I own. I'm looking forward to more now that
it's
Matt
got seven
told
plus
me all
volumes.
That. Oh my god!
Yeah, chapter 35 has been released in Ribbon magazine.
Oh man, I'm totally excited now. But anyway, I liked it. I'm gonna give it a 3.5 out of 5 since I don't know how it's gonna end yet. Though it's definitely on the rise in Panda's favorite mangas, which will probably be another top 5 that I ever do.
Yeah.
I like the fan art. If this goes into an anime, I'm totally hoping for like a bomb ass opening and ending theme song.
Well, they made Kamikaze Kaito Genie, which is by the same author, into an anime, so it's possible.
So I mean, if it does, I hope the music's really good and catchy. I liked it. Okay, who wants the mic now? Because Panda's done.
I'll take the mic. Or, okay, no, give the mic to Ninja, because she never goes second. That'd just be weird.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah. Do you not want to go second? I don't care. Okay. I just think it'd be interesting.
Yeah. You'll actually get to do a whole full segment this time, Ninja.
I'll get to do a whole full segment. Oh, my God.
So here, take it. Take it.
Wow. Okay.
You're like, wow, I'm honored.
I've got the mic. Yay. I got...
Oh, wait. Does this mean I only get, like, 5 seconds to talk?
Pretty much. So, here's the thing. that's what happens when you come in third.
Oh, well, whatever.
Okay. Couple of release date updates, and then we'll get to the fun stuff. Ninja Gaiden Sigma comes out on July 3rd, people.
That's Panda's birthday.
Warm up your PS3s. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Game is awesome. If you have a PS3, get the demo. It's free. Play it and be like, oh. All right.
Hurry up now while it's free.
That was scarily awesome. Lair has a release date finally of 8/9/07. Stranglehold finally has a release date. Yay! Of 8/31. Heavenly Sword is going to hit the streets around about 9/30. And Assassin's Creed will follow it 11/3/07. So update your calendars, get your pre-ordering money ready, call...
Just like a little brother if you need to,
yep.
eBay.
Start, you know, trying to become
suck
the girlfriend.
Suck money out of mummy.
I was going to say, you know, start dating one of the clerks
rich
at
girl.
GameStop.
Yeah.
Or good-looking chick clerk.
Like, hey, I totally like that, GameStop t-shirt you're wearing.
Yeah, just walk in and be like, I roll 20s, what do you roll? See
I roll
goes.
Epics, bitch.
Yeah, anyway. Something around that. With that all said and done, the reason why the... I'm
every
sorry.
Time I roll anything.
Yeah, no, I roll nice.
Am I still at the bar? Am I getting drunk? Roll to see if I'm still getting drunk.
Being... by ogres. Ogres, man! I got an ogre slaying knife! It's got a +9 against ogres! You're not there! You're outside getting drunk!
Okay.
Alright, but if there are any girls there, I want to do them!
That was so funny. Can I have a Mountain Dew?
I can quote that whole
you can have
thing.
Mountain Dew.
I wish I knew what you were talking about. Okay, so...
I'll send you a link.
Okay, cool. The reason why the Mic of a Thousand Truths look like a Gundam was because I'm going to be talking about a video game. A Dynasty Warriors game.
With mechas?
A Dynasty Warriors Gundam game.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So, pretty much Dynasty Warrior Tactics, but no Zenji or Cow Cow. Mecha. Yeah. So basically, pretty much the... I like to think of it as the tenet of the Church of Anime doctrine. Because Gundam is so damn long. I mean, what are they up to? Like the 15th iteration of Gundam? Anime?
I stopped watching after Gundam Wing.
Something like that. I've watched like half of Gundam Wing in the movie. That's where how far.
Yeah. What about all the Gundam that came before Gundam Wing?
Nope. None of it. I saw some of 8th MS Team.
Okay.
But by some of, I mean like half of one episode.
Though me and Magic do have someone that we could talk about the other Gundam stuff with, since he's like an expert.
Sean.
Yeah.
I was like, who do I know? Oh wait.
So anyway. There's a conflict between Earth and its colonies. And it's
whatever shall we do.
What a surprise.
I have yet to see anything
where they coexist peacefully.
I know.
The colonies never get along with Earth. Ever.
I know.
Fuck
Kitty
the colonies.
Grade, nope. They have a problem with the noblesse. Let's fuck up Earth.
Yeah. So anyway, this game, not going to be any different. There's a conflict between Earth and the colonies. And you, with your chosen pilot, gotta jump in your mecha and beat the hell out of all the other mechas and all the other generals so you can restore peace and harmony to the universe.
Until the next game comes out where there's yet another problem.
Yeah, yeah. what's really cool is that a lot of games have tried to license the Gundam name, have really tried to make some really, like, cool mecha games where you feel like you're in this big, massive Gundam, or you understand how big and massive the Gundam's supposed to be. That's not really the big focus of this game. It's made by Namco Bandai, or Bandai Namco, depending upon who you talk to.
Your preference?
No, actually, their preference.
Oh, their preference.
Yeah. most of those games have fallen way, way flat of the mark. So what they're hoping to do with this one is kind of bridge all the things that were missing in those other Gundam games with what people actually wanted. So they actually worked with Koei and Omega Force, who make the Dynasty Warriors games, to add the melee fun that is Dynasty Warriors. Go ahead and insert either the words Extreme Empires Tactics and a version number of your choice. It's kind of like a jumble. You never know what you're going to get. Dynasty Warriors Empire Legend Tactics 5? Sure, why not? I'm sure it exists, and if it doesn't, it's coming out next month. That damn cow, you can't wash him out, you can't rub him out. What you get basically is you pick your pilot. There's like three modes, an official mode, original mode, and a battle mode. The original mode is basically story mode. So you pick your person, and they kind of, like, try to sling together a plot.
We need a plot now! Go!
How much do they succeed?
Seeing as how it doesn't come out for a while, and the demo is available next month for free, I'm not exactly sure at this point. I can just go by from what I was able to find on the interweb, and some forums that I've been on, and the website, looking at the trailer. Not so much plot.
As just pretty much slash and blow up, boom, boom, boom.
Restore the peace in the universe because the colonies and Earth aren't getting along again.
That's because the colonies keep fucking with the Earth's girlfriend. If they left the bitch alone, it'd be no problem.
But the Earth should not...
I'm sorry. There's always a bitch involved. Gundam Wing, fucking bitch. Relena, shoot her in the head, we're all done. All done. Could have been solved in the first episode. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Excuse me. I'll go sit in the corner now.
Well, we know where Panda comes in on all of this stuff. if the Earth didn't parade their girlfriend around in the skinny little outfit all the time,
no, they need to stop dressing all the little... bitch up in nice shit. Put the bitch in a t-shirt. We're all set. Strap her puppies back. We're all set. Sorry. Going to sit in the corner now. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay. Who put Mountain Dew in your juice box?
I was drinking Sprite.
Oh, that's good. Basically, there's going to be about 16 or so unlockable characters. I've seen 16. I've seen 18. Knowing Gundam Universe, I'm probably going to go closer with 18 because just, you know, Gundam Wing alone, you could have anywhere between 7 and, if you want to be a pain in the ass, 10 pilots that you could pull out, characters that you could use as pilots from there. So, the original mode basically is a new storyline involving the pilots, so I don't know if it's going to be kind of like if you've ever played any of the Mortal Kombat go through your own journey thing where you can level up your pilots and actually create a backstory for them by completing different things or not. Not exactly sure what that mode's going to turn out to be because there's not a whole lot of information about it. But the battle mode is basically versus. So pick your pilot, jump in a mecha, go blow the fuck out of stuff. Have fun, kids.
Yay for blowing things up!
Yay for blowing things up! As far as butt mashing going... Yeah, there's button mashes going on in this game, because after all, it is a Dynasty Warriors title. So you pretty much have your projectile attack, which would be your regular attack, and a regular Dynasty Warriors title. you have your charged attack or Mosu attack if you were in a regular Dynasty Warriors title. And then you have your quote-unquote evade. I don't see much evading going on because basically the game's identical. So you get in your mecha in space and thousands of other mechas are flying around and you have to kill them all. Gotta kill them all. Gotta kill them all. So if you've ever played a Dynasty Warriors title, you know that you just start killing lackeys and the footmen, and then some general appears on the screen, and you have to go, ah, I have to kill that general before he crosses the bridge. Charge! And you make your way over there, either on horse or on foot, trying to get there, hopefully, before the cut movie shows, so that you know, oh, damn, I failed, and kill his ass, and be like, woohoo, I get a +3 weapon. Awesome! Yay!
Gundams have +3 weapons?
Well, no. In the Dynasty Warriors games, you actually have a first, second, third, fourth, and fifth level weapon. Uh-huh. And at third level is when they start getting good and actually, you know, you can kill most lackeys with one hit and kill many bosses with a combination of probably about 7. And then the fifth generation weapons, which are really hard to find, but if you can get your hands on those, you can pretty much kill everybody with one hit.
Yay. Yeah. I love one-hitting. One-hitting's great.
One-hitting. One-hit kills. Awesome. I just can't say enough about that. But, basically, I kind of figured that Omega Force pretty much said, you know, this wheel's not broke, so we're not going to fix it. So, yeah, 3 buttons to attack. Just mash them. Walk up to somebody. Hit buttons. They'll die. You can hit square, square, triangle, or triangle, triangle, square, or square, triangle, triangle. They're still going to die. Pick them. There you go. I think what's going to be cool about this is that the mechas look like the Gundam mechas, and there's a lot of attention to detail. This is an Xbox 360 title. Right now, there is no word of it being available for any other console than the Xbox 360. I think if it's a successful title, it will be. But as of right now, not so much. Yeah. No, it's Xbox 360 only. There are some differences, and I'm not exactly sure how I feel about the differences between this upcoming title and previous Dynasty Warriors games. One of them I love. The other one, I don't know if I like so much. So the one that I love is that there's no time limit to your mission. One of the things that I hated as you started playing a different difficulty in Dynasty Warriors is that if you were by yourself, it became nearly impossible to kill all the generals so you could get all the unlockables for that level within the time that you were allotted for some missions.
Time limits are always a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I never liked them.
I don't. I just don't. I mean, on some of the levels, you had enough because they were like, okay, you've got 99 minutes. I'm like, okay, great. And then you have another mission where it's like, okay, 12 minutes, go! And you're like, what?
What? It's like, no great war was won in 12 minutes.
I'm like, war takes time, people. Takes time and money. And I've got neither.
I bought these.
But in this game, there's no time limit. So if it's going to take you 3 hours to kill everything in the universe, well
then,
damn
it. Damn it, you'll have 3 hours to kill everything.
No pee break for you. Kill everything, son. Make Daddy proud. So I like that, because that was the most frustrating thing to me when I was playing Dynasty Warriors on the hard difficulty levels. I'm like, okay, all right, I just have 3 more generals to get, and it'd be like, oh, 2 minutes left. I'd be like, what? Shit!
Too bad, so sad. Sucks for you.
Tap them, yes. Motherfuckers in the ass.
And I would have, like, gotten almost everything unlocked as soon as I would just kill the last bitch. It would all be mine, and, like,
told you there was
no generals left. Yeah, no. The second one that I'm not so sure that I like that they're changing in this one is that you don't have any guards. So if you've ever played a Dynasty Warriors game, you start off with 2 guards that actually follow you around. And they pretty much suck in the beginning, but as you start leveling up your character, you can level up the guard's abilities, and then you can get more guards, so eventually you can have, like, a posse, like your own private army of, like, 8 guards that are elite. So literally you walk into an area, and they run out before you and kill everything in your path. So
nice!
You can just focus on the boss. Like, in what was I? was playing Samurai Warriors, which is a Dynasty Warriors game, and I had, like, an elite army of, like, 8 female ninjas, and they were all maxed out, so literally, I would walk into an area, and they would run in front of me with all their little weapons, and they would, like, just waylace to everything. It was like clearing a path, like the Red Sea parted. My bitch would be like, yeah, 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 and I'd look, and there'd be, like, a path, and nothing left.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. No, you don't get that in this game. It's just pretty much you in your mecha.
So your mecha is your posse.
Your mecha is your posse. That's, yeah. Pretty much. Pretty much it. You're supposed to be able to team up with other generals that are on the field, that are on your side, to pull off, like, greater charged attacks and things like that, but you will not have any support rolling behind you at any point in time.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Oh, yeah. And there's no online...
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Ugh! Yeah. Whatever happened to Limp Bizkit?
They went limp.
Yeah. They need Cialis.
Neener, neener, neener. Ain't the Weekender.
Oh, boy. So I don't know how I feel about not having any online play. The versus battle is literally a local-only thing. So your buddy comes over to your place, and you pop in 2 controllers, and you can have a versus mecha battle. No online component, which kind of surprises me for an Xbox 360 title, because one of their big things is the live component. So I'm hoping this is something that changes.
It's like, beat the computer's asses or beat other people's asses.
I like to beat
I can never beat
asses.
Other people's asses. I'm okay at beating computers' asses, but I can never beat other people.
I can beat other people's asses in some stuff.
Because you try and beat other people, and you come up against those people who, like, play it 24 hours a day for,
the
like,
experts,
as long as it's existed.
The ones with no life?
Yes, them.
Yeah, that would be pandalicious. So anyway...
Shut up! I have a life!
Yeah, it's in WoW. Namco,
you know what?
Bandai...
You're just jealous.
Yeah, I'm jealous of WoW. You're absolutely right, because you spend more time with it than me. But whatever, bitch!
You live in a different state, bitch!
So, there's the internet. There's text messaging. When was the last time you called me on the phone?
The time you do spend together, you spend arguing.
That's because she's always on WoW.
That's not true!
Anyway.
It's half true.
Yeah. Exactly. Which is why
it's
half the time that we're together, we're arguing. Because that's the time when you're on WoW. The other half of the time, you're pining away for not being on WoW.
Would you shut up?
Because you know it's true. That's
yeah,
the retort. When she knows it's true, and she can't say anything back that's not true, the answer is
that's
shut
right.
The
I can't
up.
Fight it. Half the time, yeah. But I'm not always pining for it. You know, I do play Guitar Hero 2.
You signed on at 3 in the morning to check your auctions the other day.
I wanted to see if
and
I
then
made
you
it
told
online.
Me. You told me, yeah, I just wanted to see if anybody was online. And we
well,
talked for a few minutes. And then it comes out that you didn't want to talk to anybody. You just wanted to check your auctions.
No,
I thought you wanted
you
to talk to
you have a problem, Panda. And I'm this close to writing that TV show intervention about this because...
You don't even have to. You know, they put it on the news on, like, CNN or, like, that... Video game addiction is, like, on an all-time high, and, like, they're trying to, you know, knock it as an actual disease.
Good. I hope there's a pill that they can give you that makes you not want to play WoW. I hope they call it Mom.
Shut
the opposite
up.
Of WoW.
They won't. But no, and actually, Mom brought it up to me. She's like, you know, video game addiction is actually considered a disease these days. I'm like, really now?
God.
Yeah, I thought of you when I saw it. I'm like, thanks, Mom.
Well, you know.
When the shoe fits, I know.
Okay.
Which is why I didn't say anything.
Yeah. In any event, Dynasty Warriors Gundam, the demo will be available next month, people. If you've got an Xbox 360, try it out. My gamer tag is Ninja Sista, just like my name that I write under. If you want to play it with me, or you want to tell me what you think of it, send me a message.
I haven't met any of our WoW players from our listeners. I'd like to meet you guys, because I bet you'd be understanding.
But only on WoW.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
You never meet people on WoW, because
hey,
there are so many fucking realms.
Hey, one of the guys in my guild has my cell phone number.
You give your cell phone number up?
That's wicked smart.
He's only called me like once to let me know a raid was going on.
Yeah. Wicked smart. Just give random people that you don't know where they are your cell phone number.
I know where he is. I know where he is.
No, you know where he says he is.
It doesn't matter!
Yeah, it does.
Cell phone.
He could totally be a pedophile.
He's not.
You don't know that.
He's Jewish.
I'm gonna go.
You don't know that!
Well.
Exactly! It could be Michael Jackson with a voice box on.
Well.
You don't know.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, but I'm a girl. Michael Jackson only likes little boys.
We don't know that for sure.
we're pretty sure. I thought we were pretty sure about that.
We're pretty sure, but we've got no exact proof.
I don't know.
I mean, he kind of looks like a girl. And he kind of is a little more affectionate and effeminate with his daughter than his son now. I'm just saying. Anyway, it's a tangent. I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 Truths, and I'm going to hand it to Magic Mystic Girl. Run with it, baby.
Hi. My turn. How much time do we have left, anyways?
We've got plenty of time. Go for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know.
So you're just going
to nice to you because she could have
interrupted me in the middle of nowhere
and dragged
say,
on.
Yeah, I could have, like, I had, like, a whole nother half page of shit, but I'm like, no, I can write about that on the website. Let me pass the microphone so that everyone has ample time.
Man, you're showing us up, being all courteous and shit.
I know! Because I'm right, sweet.
Got manners.
I'm a light,
just
sweet
sister.
Motherfucker.
All right, so I'm gonna take this little Gundam microphone and I'm gonna put it in a funny pose. He's doing the Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I knew. No,
Saturday Night Fever. Fever.
Saturday Night Live.
I was so excited. I was like, my brain's working this week. My brain's working this. Nope.
It's my dick in a box.
Woo! Step one. Got a hole in your box. Step two. Put your junk in
the
box. Step three.
Make her open the box.
And that's the way we do it. It's my dick in a box.
I can't even sing that with trying to keep a straight face.
Oh, man.
It's hard.
The first time
but I bumps.
I like that. Hard.
Well, that's the only way it would be impressive.
Right, my turn.
Yeah,
my turn. No, no more dick in the box.
Oh, dick out of the box.
Dick's out of the box.
Stop talking.
All right. So I'm talking about Skip Beat, which is, I think it's also a Shoujo Beat comic. In fact, I'm pretty sure it is. It's got like 17 volumes in Japan. I think there's only 7 or 8 released here so far yet. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. I can't wait for all the rest of those to come out. Got a lot to look forward to. So this story is about this girl Kyoko, she's really quiet and nice, and she fell in love with a childhood friend, Shotaro. And, you know, she used to work at Shotaro's parents' inn and learned about all about housekeeping and running a restaurant and stuff. But then Sho gets bored of living in Kyoto, which is kind of, from what I understand, it's kind of Hicksville, Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And he decides to move to Tokyo. And he brings Kyoko with him. And she's all, oh my god, he's my prince, blah, blah, blah. And Kyoko lives this, like, really Spartan lifestyle to support herself and Sho.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets into showbiz. He becomes like, I think he's Visual K, I want to say, which is the Marilyn Manson's of the Japanese show world.
Oh, okay.
You know, the Kiss people.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of Malice Mizer. That's the only example I can think of. Obviously, I don't know anything about Japanese music scene.
Yeah. That's okay. Neither do I.
Go look up Malice Mizer and you'll figure out what I mean.
Okay.
So, you know, she's not going to school. She like looks longingly at like the new clothes and makeups and things that are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But she's okay because she's with her prince, blah blah blah. But then she finds out that Sho only brought her along because he can't cook and thinks she's just good for housekeeping. So she finds out that he thinks of her as like a slave.
Oh, it's not because he loves her.
Yeah, yeah. So like this like Pandora's box opens up inside her, and she vows vengeance on him, and she tries to attack him, but, like, she brings him lunch at the studio, and she tries to attack him, but she's carried off by security. So Sho mockingly tells her that if she wants revenge, that she should join show business and become a bigger star than him.
Okay.
What is
so she's like all depressed and stuff for a while, but then because she's Kyoko and, you know, never gives up on anything, she's like, you know what? I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
I'm going to become bigger star than him. And so she has the long black hair, right?
Right.
So she cuts it really short and bleaches it, like, really light. It looks white, but it's a manga, so I think they say it's a chestnut color. So, you know, rather than being black, it's a chestnut color.
Uh-huh.
And then she moves away from her apartment and gets a job, and she goes to a production company that isn't Sho's. It's there are two large production companies, and she chooses, like, the rival company of his.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts, like, bugging people. So, like, at the beginning of the manga, she's this really, really sweet, nice girl.
Right.
And then when that Pandora's box opens, she has all these little demon Kyokos who kind of, like, waft off her and stuff. And she's got, like, a physical grudge she carries around with her. It's really interesting because her face gets all, like, really evil. And she's, like... So she's, like, an angel sometimes, and she's, like, a demon other times.
Okay.
So she starts camping out in front of LME, and bothering this guy, Mr. Sawara, who's the head of the Talento division, mm-hmm. which is kind of... You can't act, you can't sing, but you still want to be a star.
Okay.
Like, the people who have weird skills.
Okay, right, I follow you.
So he's like, you know...
America's Got Talent, folks. Yeah, I dig it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know anything about American celebrities and all that stuff either. So
try out, and some of them do, but then some of them really don't.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So she starts really, really bugging him and like, give me a chance, give me a chance. And at one point, he's driving and like on her bike, she's like, is staying in line with him, and he starts like speeding, and she's still. So she does all these crazy things, and he really doesn't want to give her a chance because he thinks. She just wants to get close to Sho, which is kind of true. And he's like, oh, you know, you're just another crazed fan. But she ends up, she like, haunts him. She, like, uses her grudge and, like, she, like, is outside his house, like, please give me a chance. It's seriously haunting his ass for, like, 3 days until he says yes.
Oh, my God.
So
I want to read this.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome, awesome series. So he gives her a chance, and she ends up joining the company. This is condensed version, but she talks to the at the end of the audition. There's a round where on a cell phone, she's got to listen to somebody talking on a cell phone and spontaneously act out a response to it.
Uh-huh.
And the cell phone conversation is a man saying that he's sorry, he didn't really love the other girls, and he wants to get back together with her. And the president of the company is there, and all the other girls are like, oh, that's okay, you know, we can make it work. And because of Kyoko's
grudge.
Feelings about Sho, she's like, oh, it's okay. Ha! Did you really think I'd say that? And then she throws the phone on the floor and, like, stomps on it, screaming in rage. And the president's, he's a little bit unique. He, like, starts, he like, tears up, and he's like, oh, you know, because he had, like, high hopes for her. So she ends up failing the audition. She's defeated and whatnot. She goes home and she cries, and then she realizes, you know what? I don't care if I failed the audition. So she goes back and she starts camping out at LME again, and makes the president let her join. So the president creates this whole section for her, the love me section. You know,
okay.
Almika.
Love me,
and because she's, like, lost all these emotions or whatever, and she's like, I'm never gonna love anybody again. So he creates this whole section for her, and they've got this hideous work uniform. I wish the manga was in color, because people are like, oh, my eyes, when they see it and stuff. And they talk about it as like,
about how horrible it actually is.
Yeah, they talk about it like the demonic uniform that once you see is burned into your brain forever, because it's like electric pink. It's like an electrician's uniform, so it's the whole, the top and the bottom and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like bright, bright pink.
Wow.
So she has to do odd jobs, and she has this like stamp kit that people give her points and whatever. And what it is she's trying to get people to love her and trying to remember what it's like to love other people.
Okay.
So
okay.
After a while, she ends up needing to do a job for this actress who's famous for threatening to quit to get what she wants.
Right.
And
I know that
this director just doesn't want to deal with it. So he's like, okay, if you want to quit, you know, whatever. We'll have Kyoko do it for you. So this is Kyoko's like first chance to show that she can act. And she actually does really, really well. So she's like, huh, I kinda do like acting. And then later she does another job at an acting school. And she's like, you know, I was in this just to take down show, but I kind of enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
And from the beginning, from before the audition, there was this guy, Tsuruga Ren, who is the like most famous name in acting. And initially, Mr. Sawara, the guy she haunts, thought she was just coming to LME, which is the company, to get close to him. But then she starts talking about show.
Right.
So Ren finds out. Ren and Kyoko met when they were little kids, but Kyoko doesn't remember it. But Ren does. Which comes in later. It comes in later. So Ren finds out that she's only interested in being like an actor and being famous and whatever to get revenge on Sho. And because he really enjoys acting and stuff, he like is so angry at her for this. So he's viciously mean to her. And just, you know, he's known in the world in the celebrity world for being like the nicest guy ever. And then he's only mean to her. And
aww,
it's really funny. They totally end up falling in love. Totally.
Okay.
It's gonna happen. So he's actually the star playing opposite the actress that always threatened to quit. So they do that scene together, you know, and they connect, and she's like, huh, maybe I really do like this. So she starts doing acting for herself.
Okay.
Eventually they clear up that whole misunderstanding that she's doing it just for show. So she's, you know, earning back her emotions, and he's falling in love with her, and she meets back up with Sho, and, you know, that really fine line between love and hate. I don't know where that's going to go. They're kind of in love, kind of in hate. to that, too.
That means they're going to fuck.
I don't know. She might.
I don't know.
But she's you know, she's a hick. She's from Kyoto. So she doesn't know really how it is to be with a man. And
it's not hard.
Yeah. So she's got these two,
if it's
like,
not hard,
massive...
that's the problem.
Yeah.
She's got these
two massive playboys after her. And then there's this whole other part where a band that is copying Sho's style decides, this guy Reno, who's the lead singer of this band, is like, I'm going to take everything that's Sho's. And so he starts going after Kyoko too. So it's really interesting. And through all of it, she's got, you know, her, like, life is good. She believes in, like, fairies and stuff. But they still exist. She's got her sparkly-eyed shoujo moments where she's like, yay, fairies and magic and princesses and
unicorns.
And then she's got these times where she's like fucking just crawled out of the well and saying 7 days, you know? So she's just the world's funniest character. And kind of scary, too. I don't think I'd ever want to meet her, but she's funny to watch. So I would totally give this a 4.5 out of 5.
Okay, cool.
It's just, it's the greatest manga ever.
Then it would be 5 out of 5, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I mean, I'm really hesitant to give anything a 5 out of 5. So yes, but no.
Yay.
Four and a half or five. I'm going to give it like a 4.75.
Okay.
4.99.
And a 4 from the Russians. Just kidding.
That's,
we're French. We give it to you because you suck.
So it's just the greatest series ever.
Cool,
and just
cool.
Hilarity ensues.
Yeah, I'm not huge on manga, but that does make me really want to read it, because that sounds like something right up my alley.
Ninja just doesn't like to read.
Aww.
Fuck you. I do too.
Are
like
you
to
literate?
Read. I'm quite literate. I like to read. I don't
Ninja
like to just look at
did
pictures.
Not work for Ninja Sister.
If I want an art book, I would pick one up.
Art books are cool. I like art books.
Yeah,
I like art
they're
books.
Pretty.
When
I like
to
books,
read.
I like manga. Graphic novels.
When I feel like reading, what I tend to do is I tend to pick up these things. They're called books.
Novels
What's a book?
Are nice.
And a book.
Just finished reading a book today, bitch. It was really good. I actually liked it. Three.
I read
Reading
I read
is
Helsing.
Fundamental, motherfucker.
I read Helsing and Skippy today. I haven't read a real book in a long time.
Yeah. Ouch, magic.
I recommend to anyone who has not read it to read Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Hunter Thompson is the bomb.
Read American Gods by that Neil Gaiman guy.
Neil Gaiman?
Yeah, that
Gaiman.
Guy.
Okay.
It's really good.
So.
Anything by Neil Gaiman's really good. Mirror
making
Mask.
A movie
Go watch
out of
Mirror
one of
Mask.
Book Stardust, you know.
They're making
Mirror
what
Mask.
Out of his book Stardust?
What?
They're making what?
They're making Stardust into a movie. And I think that was a Neil Gaiman book.
Gaiman.
Yeah.
It's like Hyman, but with a G. Gaiman.
I would love
well,
to see make, I would love to see them make a movie out of any of his stories with the Endless. Any of them, really.
Yes.
Sandman all the way.
So with that
my God, yes.
said, ladies... I think that we're going to have to give a shout-out to Velocity Micro.
Because they're awesome.
Because they really are awesome. I mean, it's really cool that gamers can get together and make a company to make games. I'm sorry.
That much more enjoyable.
Well, yeah, by giving you a computer that can run the hell out of them. And it's really cool because they're about to start being featured in some big box stores. Don't forget to hit Velocity Micro up at velocitymicro.com. Don't forget to hit us up at www.electricsisterhood.com. We were not able to create a Candy Bitch drawing for this particular episode, but we're close. We just need a few more entries in order
Come on, guys.
Yep.
New and girls.
People. New
and
people.
Monkeys. You don't have to have a sex. You don't have to
we
be a guy
people.
Or a girl. Just come on.
We need people who want candy.
Yes. In the continental
who
U.S.
Love girls who love boys. Who
So, with that said, I guess I'm going to have to call this podcast Toast.
Yeah, it's Toast.
Toasty.
Panda, what are you doing with your toast?
I'm going to put some light mayonnaise on it with some cheese and some slices of ham.
Have you ever had dill mayonnaise? Mayonnaise with, like, dill spices in it?
Oh, no.
You mean sandwich spread?
Is it sandwich? No, I mean, like, well, the place I went, it was, like, homemade, because it was this little, like, lobster shack out on a pier in Maine, so I'm pretty sure they didn't order it from anywhere.
I can totally, that should totally be a comment that you draw, Magic, where, like, you see your giant, like, avatar out on a pier in Maine.
And then, like, my avatar's fat. My giant avatar.
Because well, you're tall. That's what
yeah,
I mean
your
giant.
Avatar is like 8 feet tall.
No, she's not. She's like 6.
Doesn't matter. She's short. She's taller than me. That's what I meant.
Well,
like,
I'm taller than you. It's really funny.
Like,
we all made our avatars like
fat.
2 inches taller than we really are.
But like, but no. But I'm just saying. And like, your avatar could be like standing next to the shack, and the shack could be like short. I'd be like, now how am I supposed to eat in there? I think that'd be funny.
It would. We laugh, so it's gotta be. You must be onto something.
Yeah, because there's nothing weird about a half dragon with like gargoyle feet and a tail in Maine.
Standing on a pier.
Standing on a pier.
Standing on a lonely, lonely pier with a shack.
It's not a lonely, lonely pier. There's all sorts of people and boats and seagulls.
Did you say what you were gonna do?
It's a really it's a
Magic. Did you say what you were going to do with your toast?
You know what? I'm going to take my toast and I'm going to go to that pier. Five Islands, Maine. I'll meet you guys there.
Oh, yeah. You just sit there. I'll be there soon.
Yep.
You don't even know where it is.
That's right.
No, I'm not going. But you know what? I can have fun all by myself because it's an
That's
awesome
right.
place.
I have fun by myself.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Guess what I'm doing with my toast? See, I'm not even going to go there.
What?
I'm gonna take it.
Well, you were talking about how you can have fun by yourself, and then she was talking about her toast. So there's all sorts of bad places
there's
she can
really
go
with naughty, oh. icky, oof, nasty.
Oh my god, you guys! I'm never gonna do that.
All I'm gonna do is I'm gonna make a
never ever. I find that
never,
hard to believe.
Ever.
Oh, you have a boyfriend. That's why you don't need to.
Shut up! That's not
rude at all. You're like, I'm too lazy to do it myself. A booty call.
Oh my god!
Pandalicious doesn't need masturbation.
I totally hope he never hears that. That is horrible. You are a horrible person. How dare you?
I am not
lazy, and I don't call for booty calls. I'm not like
booty call.
Does he call you then? Does he call you?
Does he call collect for the booty? Booty, rock and
roll. That right there would be where I'd draw the line. If somebody called collect for a booty call, I'd reach through the phone and bitch slap them.
Yeah, so I'm just going to make a BLT panini with my toast. And I'm going to say, we're done. We're toast, ladies. We're out.
We're out.
Bye.
Icky!
Or insect
makes me feel icky.
Makes me feel icky.
Sorry.
Yeah, I recorded all of that, icky. So we might use somebody else's icky.
You should just layer the ickies over it so it's all three of us.
It's like, icky! Yeah, but
okay, well, the thing is, everybody do your best icky.
Okay.
Icky!
That was pathetic. That was like, icky! Like you're talking to the, what's his face? Icky from Air Gear.
Ew, icky!
Icky!
Ew, icky!
Incest makes me feel icky!
That was awesome. That was absolutely awesome.